But when one withdraws the grosser levels of consciousness purposely within meditation, then the subtlest levels of consciousness can be generated within great clarity. When one forcefully withdraws the grosser levels of consciousness and manifests the subtlest level, the mind of clear light, then progress over the path is very quick.
Due to the
presence of these factors, it is possible when cultivating highest yoga tantra to achieve special insight just through stabilizing meditation, and it also sometimes occurs. I shouldn't have said possible. One achieves special insight just through stabilizing meditation, and it is also possible to achieve calm abiding and special insight simultaneously. So the hour is past. Shall we leave it at that? So that's a very brief explanation of the general picture on meditation.
Your
order.
Now question.
So there are some questions, and if you would like to write out any questions and pass them up. Could you speak of the importance of identification with the truth of suffering? Could you speak about the importance of identifying true suffering as a prerequisite for the practice of compassion? For a Buddhist to cultivate compassion, it is important to first identify three levels of suffering. There's the suffering of physical and mental pain, the suffering of change, and the suffering of pervasive conditioning. And the main among these is the last, the suffering of pervasive conditioning. This refers to the mere fact that one's mental and physical aggregates are under the influence of previous contaminated actions and afflictive emotions. When one is able to identify the nature of suffering in this deep way, it is possible to generate compassion even for those people who are in an extremely good position within this type of life. But the case with us is that instead of generating compassion for people who are very prosperous and so forth, we generate a sense of admiration.
What did it?
Please say something about your visits with Thomas Merton.
지난 때를 다 가도 돼. 주저 그랬으면 인생을 지향해야 되지.
No matter how much time passes, I can't forget about him.
Very useful. And 지금 전에 가서 다 콩투니 다 그신 망그 미지기하다 한다 지금 낭배 망그 미지기하다 시부지 다 아니고 여대 그래서 시밀라리지 망그 여대에 인데부터
Over the span of our conversations, I got a clear sense of the similarity between the lifestyle of Christian monks and of Buddhist monks.
That's all.
Can you suggest a meditation that purifies a person from the mental residues of sexual misconduct? It is important to disclose one's ill deeds and to have a sense of contrition or regret for what one has done. As Milarepa said, if one asks if ill deeds are purified through disclosure, the answer is that they're purified through contrition. And then there are techniques such as reciting the 100-syllable mantra.
And so, 진짜
And the main thing is to develop a resolve not to do these in the future. Could you comment on love as service to humanity?
Root kora. Human society,
The very root of human society is love and compassion, kindness. Since that is the case, there's no way for society to exist without kindness. Please talk about the importance of a sense of humor. It helps for some forms of nervousness, which we call problems with the life winds. When you laugh such that it hurts you down in your stomach, this helps problems with the inner energies, what do you say, malfunctioning at the heart center. One of the techniques for overcoming these type of inner energy problems at the heart center are to do physical exercises, and at the end of it to say, to end thus. I think that our laughter now must have helped our problems. But these shit happened. You already answered that. Is a Buddhist enlightenment the same as a Christian salvation? In terms of a rough understanding of those terms, you could probably say they're the same.
낭배 타바스 러비윤드 고딘 뇌송 거래.
However, if one pursues it in detail, for the Buddhist liberation, one has to identify true cessations. And in order to identify true cessations, one needs to identify what emptiness is. When one has identified the meaning of emptiness and has meditated on it, through that meditation, the afflictive emotions are extinguished in the expanse of emptiness itself. That emptiness into which the afflictive emotions have been extinguished is called a true cessation. Therefore, it is said that therefore many proofs through reasoning are set forth that it is necessary to know the explanation of emptiness as it is set forth by the Prasangika Madhyamaka system. And that without that one cannot attain liberation. This is within Buddhist, even within Buddhism, one needs to know the explanation of that particular system.
Oh yeah.
How can one develop compassion without judging others? Everyone knows that that other persons want happiness and do not want suffering. And it's necessary to identify others as more important than oneself. And whether the other person is good or bad is an entirely secondary matter. Please talk about the difference between imagination and visualization.
Imagination and visualization. That's your part of it, man.
I don't understand the question, and the translator can't translate it either, so. There might be a difference in that one is doing visualization. One doesn't, from the depths of one's mind,
rather visions live to yada nishin sharish li kukdu wa yorbe
vision
visualization
lari
imagination
that's sold up
that vision akadu wa kawar chigur re
chigur re
maver shina anda kanda di imagination share akadu li ya di yare
In any case, in the stage of generation and highest yoga tantra, when one is meditating on oneself as a deity, one is doing it in imagination and realizing that it is just imagination. One isn't misconceiving oneself to be a deity. One's faculty of conception or apprehension is involved with the emptiness of inherent existence. One needs to have a composite here of an appearance of oneself as a deity for a particular purpose and a simultaneous realization of the emptiness of inherent existence of that body.
The emptiness that is
Thus, it is very important to have unmistaken understanding of what emptiness is. Emptiness refers to the absence of inherent existence. It doesn't mean the absence of the ability of phenomena to perform functions. Because things perform functions, it is clear that they depend on conditions. Because they depend on conditions, it is clear that they lack existing under their own power without depending on conditions. And the absence of self in the sense of objects existing under their own power is called emptiness. Thus, when one speaks of emptiness, it is only in terms of some object that does exist. I've just said this along the way here because it is very important. Because many people think from just hearing the words emptiness and selflessness that there isn't anything. At any point in the progress toward enlightenment, does discriminating awareness cease?
When enlightened or before. Even while one is still on the path, still when one is on the path in the state of deep meditative equipoise, directly perceiving emptiness, at that time there is a non-conceptuality in which one, at which time one is just realizing emptiness. At that time, there is no dualistic appearance. There being three types of dualistic appearance, the appearance of subject and object, the appearance of conventional objects, and the appearance of inherent existence. At that time, none of these occur. But then, when one's mind transforms into an omniscient consciousness at Buddhahood, one is capable simultaneously of realizing both the emptiness of phenomena and those phenomena. Therefore, when it is said that a Buddha's mind is not obstructed by phenomena but just realizes their final nature, it is referring to that aspect of an omniscient consciousness that knows the final nature of things. At Buddhahood, there is no dualistic appearance in the sense of the appearance of conceptual images,
There is no dualistic appearance in the sense of the appearance of inherent existence. But in terms of that aspect of the Buddha's omniscient, of a Buddha's omniscient consciousness that knows the many types, the many types of phenomena, there is an appearance of conventionalities. But whether there is an appearance of subject and object,
what?
And there is an appearance of subject and object as if distant, in the sense that a Buddha can does have a sense of the perceiving consciousness and the object perceived such as a form over there. There is a great deal of debate on this topic with the mind-only school on whether object and subject are separate substantial entities. And in this context comes up the debate on whether there is self-consciousness or not. Thank you.
I would like, on behalf of Naropa Institute and all of the participants in the Conference on Christian and Buddhist Meditation, to thank His Holiness very profoundly for his keynote address tonight. Over the past 4 days, we at Naropa Institute have been very delighted to see the way in which, through simply stating our traditions clearly and accurately, Christians and Buddhists have been able to enrich each other's understanding and practice. And this evening especially, His Holiness has concluded with a most generous elucidation of the way in which the path of meditation can provide an understanding of emptiness and compassion. And for that, we thank him.